How are you doing? This is where I said.
He did, yeah, he certainly did. But he was in there too, boy. He was in there tight, man. We thought somebody got killed because we thought
Well,
that was the coroner coming.
I'll tell you, if the boy
Mm-hmm.
with the power thing didn't do it, I
Right.
think it would have exploded, Joe.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It was so hot and
Wow.
toast.
They said it was still running at full blast, I
Yes, it
guess.
was.
Yeah.
It was still
Stuck
going.
in gear. Or he had his foot on the gas, one or the other.
It was still going.
Yeah,
I
I
was
just
like,
written, you know, right while I read on the Cecil wig.
that was, I was like,
And that's
holy
crazy.
smokes. And I was like,
Damn.
oh, but
That
yes,
was something
my
else.
dear friend. And then they
Did you see
kept
that in the
me,
picture?
like I said, they kept telling me
No,
to
what
do more
happened?
reps.
Guy, I guess he
And
was,
last time I
there was
said,
a guy turned
this is
left,
the
you know, like
funniest
coming from
30
to get
seconds
on
I've
40 to
ever
go toward
seen.
Elkton, coming
Yep.
down
And
272. And the guy took up some random red
I
light,
did
he T-boned him.
outrest it.
Hit him,
So,
knocked the knocked the
but
knocked
then I had
the
to jump off of the
SUV
freaking
into the parking lot
podium
of McDonald's,
because of the
into a
wind.
van.
Oh my
The parked
gosh.
van, then he kept going and the pickup
And
truck
they
hit
only
the
did
sign
a
in the
little bit of
median, busted
regurgitation
off,
on the
then he veered
hydro
all the way
vac.
across the
It
road
was leaking
into the
just
closed
a
up Cold
little
Jimmy's
bit.
that's got empty building there by
He
car
was
wash. And he wedged right inside
immediately
the
seeing a
where
need
you would
and
walk in at
need
the old days
for
when the restaurant was
this.
open.
So
My goodness.
honestly,
Yeah,
he
they said
so
they
now
think he had a medical
he is in
emergency.
his own
That's what they
home.
think. So
And we're gonna have to go
did you
for
guys see
an
the on the
and I'm
news
like,
about that
well,
woman
I thought it
that
was
ran
all
the red
going
light
in
out
the
there in LA
same
and
door.
killed
I
them
said,
six
I
people
didn't
by
realize
that gas
how many
station?
of
She was going 100 miles an
were
hour when she
behind
ran the red
bars.
light
I said, I thought
and
my car
smacked
was
into a
out.
pregnant woman with an
And he had
11-month-old
bought
baby and a
my
boyfriend in the
dad's
car, killed
new
all four of
Rolls
them
Royce.
and the
And
baby.
he
The new
said,
the she's on her way to
Dad,
the doctor to
Dad,
get
we have to
her doctor
go
appointment,
to
you know,
your
for the baby.
Rolls.
The woman, they said they
And
clocked
of
her at
course, I
100
said,
miles an hour
Dad,
with her.
there's a white hat. I said,
They,
yeah,
and
she's
she
got a
wasn't
little
drunk.
red light
That's what they
on.
said. She wasn't even drunk.
So I was
I hope
like,
not. It's only like
he's
1 o'clock
like,
in the afternoon.
something different.
Yeah, she
I was
killed.
like, I mean,
She
how
killed
does
two
an
other people too, but a
EMT
couple of them burnt to
so
death.
I was like, how do
They
I
caught on
quickly
fire almost
call the
immediately when she hit them.
ambulance?
The car on fire.
Oh
I
my.
saw video from the
I
gas
mean,
station.
no
You know,
doubt in my
they had
house.
to, they
And
slowed it
he
down.
was just
Then they
freaking
did it
out
real
that
time. And I
any of the
mean,
things
she crying.
broke.
She was like a dwarf.
And he goes, we use the
But she
next
was a
one because
nurse,
we always go for the
a
most
traveling
urgent
nurse
case.
for Kaiser Permanente.
And I said,
You
okay,
would think you'd
I
have
saw
more
you were
common
doing
sense than
that.
that.
Yes, we were taught this.
37 years
This is
old.
this. This is where you file
I
in. This
didn't know
is
if you guys had heard about
straight
that or not.
path. You didn't veer off. I said, okay. And I
Man.
said, but now I'm going to go
I
do the
mean, usually
chest
you don't see
X-ray
that pack
again
of carts and
on
kill six
that
people
stuff.
like that, you know? I mean,
No, definitely
that
not.
was awful. And she,
Her
of course,
heart
she
was
would.
breathing.
She
And
did. I always do.
I said, but now that I'm
Then
all
she was out of the
gone,
hospital.
Renee, can you
So
hear us okay?
yeah, I was in so well. But,
Renee, can you hear us okay?
right, but I never even tried. Yes, I know.
I'm unmuting us now, Renee. It's 6 o'clock. Can you hear us okay?
Are you ready?
I know we're recording, but Renee's not responding.
He may join us on Zoom.
Yeah, he might be on Zoom too.
Robin's coming in. Any hands coming in?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, hang on.
Renee, I just want to do a test. Can you hear me from back here?
Say it again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
If you use we're that just microphone. Saying,
I'm just testing this microphone on the table. Someone
but it would be better with another microphone. Let's just put it that way.
Can you hear me? Hello?
You can hear Terry. Yes, go ahead, Terry. Say something, Terry.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
How?
Good.
I mean, we have these chairs around.
Yeah, we go.
All right. I think we're good. Curtis, you ready?
We don't have Curtis.
Is Curtis coming in?
Curtis is coming late.
Oh, he's coming late.
He's working late. Curtis, he's not here yet.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and call the Charlestown Town Commissioner meeting order. It's August 9th, 2022, 6 p.m. at Town Hall in Charlestown, Maryland. We have present Commissioner Woods, Commissioner Fields, President Fockler, and Vice President Pound is joining us via Zoom, and I understand Mr. Commissioner Elmer will be joining us later. So the first item on the agenda will be call to order. Ms. Terry, would you like to join us in the call? Or the pledge of allegiance?
United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for July 26, 2022.
I motion to approve the minutes.
Renee Redimore.
Yes, I did.
So
good
we
for
have
you.
Motion by Commissioner Thanos, second by Commissioner Fields. All in favor, approval of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Renee, you go in. You've made the motion.
Yes, I'm sorry. I muted myself.
Thank you. Motions minutes approved. Next on the agenda is the accounts payable review.
This is so high
because
it's still
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
$62,000.
I'll make a motion that we accept the accounts payable in the amount of $105,981.47.
So we have a motion for approval of the accounts payable by Commissioner Fields and second by Commissioner Woods. All in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Very good. Payable is approved. Next on the agenda is the Miller Environmental July report. Brian, you want to? Is anybody here from Miller?
No, just me. Well, I'm not from Miller. I'm from the town of Charlestown. The total monthly water withdrawal was 3,032,000 gallons. Last year it was 3,616,000 gallons. No positive coliform samples. Miller. This past month of July, routine operation and maintenance, mixing up the chemicals in our water treatment plant. Mark and Miss Utilities, when they come up for where our water lines are. I think that's it for the report. I do have an update for everyone on well number one. I did find another contractor. Millaway Pipeworks is their name, and they're local, which is nice. Millaway Pipeworks, the name of the company. They suggested, you know, well one is 30 years old. And I don't know if we should be so aggressive with redeveloping it, because that could make it worse. They suggested maybe cleaning it first, doing a yield test to see what the gallons per minute is. When it was originally installed 30 years ago, it was 100 gallons per minute. Remember, the whole idea was to try to rotate between well one and well two for our water supply. Do a yield test and then clean it. What we found with well number one, which is the one at the ball field at the athletic complex, when that pump was cleaned, it was covered in iron. 30 years of pumping in our aquifer, I think iron's a problem. So what we're thinking, we'll get a cost estimate for it, we'll bring it to you guys at the next meeting, is to flush the well shaft and clean the pump after taking that initial yield test, and then do another yield test and see if that improved anything. We may not ever be able to rotate well one and well two like it's originally was designed. It's a possibility we have to consider. Of course, Millaway said, well, maybe you guys want to drill a new well, you know, if you really don't have that second well capable of alternating, you know, being the lead well. So I guess we'll see how this shakes out.
Yeah, because I noticed once again there was zero hours on it again.
Zero.
It really, it kicks on during these high peak times, peak usage, but it's such a small amount it doesn't even register on that report.
Right. I mean, this is totally not what we wanted to see.
Right.
And this has been going on since for how long now?
Oh, we've been. The last 3-4 months for sure.
So
Millaway,
yeah,
is going to. Did he give shoot out number for cleaning it first?
He hasn't given us anything yet.
Do a yield test first.
Well, he'll give us cost estimates for doing the yield test before the cleaning of the pump and the well shaft, and then the second yield test, right? Just to see if that improves production capacity.
When he gives that estimate, make sure he tells us when he can do it.
Okay. But it's also, I mean, we want to compare to the AC Schulte's cost estimate that we got to redevelop the well too.
Right.
Just to compare.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if we find that maybe that's a possibility to do, we would have them ready to go.
As you said, when it was first drilled 30 years ago, you'd only use it 100 gallons. So obviously, if it yields somewhere close to 100 gallons, we don't need to do a redevelopment.
Correct.
But I mean, we don't know if it's going to yield 50 or
80.
We don't know. So,
and that's what I've learned too from both contractors, actually, is that when that well is initially done and MDE says, yeah, this was designed to pump 100 gallons per minute, it doesn't really. It's usually below that.
Right.
So 90 or 80 may have been the max ever.
The other thing we've kicked around on the water is the generator.
Backup generators for the wells. Yeah.
Can we get some estimates?
We can.
Because I think this one will be in.
You could some kind of emergency, like we had.
Recently.
I'm in agreement of the backup generators myself.
I mean, as they had to rent generators and this and that, and we have to wait things over these days. I mean, it's 6 months to
careers. And we hope not.
Okay.
Become an intern.
I'll let them know.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Can you get the price on those? Get it without the installation because you got cheap electrician. He does the whole house generators and everything. He would.
Who's the electrician?
Mr. Blankenship.
Okay. Good enough.
Hey, Brian, I'm sorry to interrupt. Somebody just knocked on my door and said there's a water leak on Charlestown Place.
Oh.
They said the water is gushing down the road.
Where?
Charlestown Place.
Oh. All right, let me. Oh, boy. All right, I'm going to call Bobby about Charlestown Place real quick.
All right.
We need a 5-minute recess, I think.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, we just had a box truck knock down some power lines out, or some kind of lines out in front of the town hall.
Oh, really?
Yes, right when you were talking about the water leak. Are they?
Yeah,
but we still have electricity. No candles.
Yeah, it's probably. It's usually the phone line and cable line that's coming into the town, but you still have cable, so I don't know.
Yeah, he's dead.
I don't know. I've seen sparks.
Well, he still has it hooked to him.
Right? Is he going to get it off?
He's halfway north.
He didn't go any further than right there.
No, it's not
hooked. Okay.
Oh, it's not. Oh, it was here.
Pulled down
across my car. A new one.
Is it on my car too? Right behind your car. As long as it's behind,
it's not on it.
He's driving
across
your car.
Yes.
Why is laying on
the
car?
Yeah. I think it is. So somebody might want to call sheriff or something. He said he got permission to come out of the church or something.
He got permission.
That's what he said. That's what he said. So I don't know.
Trying to get cars out there.
There is a truck that pulled wires down in front of town hall, and I just got a knock on my door that there's a big water leak over on Charlestown Place.
Right. Did we call
Bobby? Let Bobby know about the leak.
So everyone knows we're in a 5-minute recess.
Is it electric line,
Curtis?
Is it electric line?
I don't know.
I guess we would know if it was.
Yeah, I don't think so.
How do I spell your last name? Does it have a D in it, or is it S-A-L or S-A-L? S-A-E. D, okay.
A-W-S-K-Y.
Okay. From what I saw on the sheet, I wasn't sure if it was really? A D or an L. My mistake, not yours.
Oh, I see. I made the little loop on the little...
Okay. That's fine. I just want to spell it correctly. So you live over what? Cold
Springs? I'm in Cold Springs.
Okay.
I'm on our HOA board.
Ah, okay. Keep them straight over there, right?
I just sent a letter to all these guys. Uh-huh. Did they say anything about it?
Not yet.
Okay.
I mean, it's probably coming. But
okay, good.
I haven't heard anything yet. I mean, you've been here since the beginning.
Yep.
Sometimes the big trucks don't realize, like the big trucks. Sometimes you don't see the wires or realize the height.
Kathy, you might want to check your car because he damaged Terry's car with a metal wire. I don't think it's the electric wire that caused the damage. It's got a casing on it, but he pulled a metal wire down with it. And it dragged it across your guys' car. I don't know if he got yours or not. He may have missed yours. I wasn't even sure what come on yours. It's a little silver one, right? Yeah, let me get my glasses.
Hey, Jeff, what kind of truck was it?
It's a tractor trailer, a smaller tractor trailer, but he got a hold of the electrical line, but he also dragged a metal line down the street. I think it scratched everybody's cars. So yeah, it's I'm on this side. I'm over by the town hall, so he didn't get me. So he get me or Lou, but he got Terry's car. He got Kathy's car too. I'm not sure. They're going out to check right now. So I'm gonna stay in here. I've already been out there. They're calling the cops. I'm heading down. Somebody's out. Yeah, everybody's out checking right now.
I'm okay. He didn't get me. I'm over here by the door. And he had a hold of it. He was dragging it too, Curtis.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, he had a hold of it. He's dragging.
I guess the meeting's over.
Well, I think it's just temporarily paused.
Yeah. Carl said there's a pause on it for just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, this is not something that happens every day, for sure. I don't know if it's electrical wire or not, because we still got electric. It might be a phone line.
It could be the electric that goes through the church.
It could be, yeah. I can't tell if they're out of electric or not, but I tell you one thing, they're having a meeting over there. I imagine if it gets hot in there, they'll be coming out of there soon. But no electric in there. It's probably dark and it's probably hot. They're over checking right now, so everybody's going in and checking.
It's going to be a long night.
Did you get there or no?
I think I'm
all right. Oh, good. Kathy's okay, but I think he scratched him. Terry's car.
Yeah, he did.
And he's saying,
oh, I'm
going to do that. Oh, yeah, my goodness. I'm really on
the
car.
See, her car was sitting out further than mine.
Yes. And I think that's what happened, right?
I don't think it hit mine.
No, I think he missed you because you were up a little bit further. You're right. But see, I'm over here. I'm in the red car right here.
I pull a little bit further so that my wheels are in the
grass. Yes.
And it takes less pressure on the brakes.
It does. You're right. That's
so
a very
that's
good idea.
Go over the lip.
Yep. And that with your benefit this time. For sure.
My dad gave me that car.
Oh, did he really? How are you doing?
When he was no longer driving, he said, "You want my car?"
Absolutely. Okay. Sure. I would do it. Heck yeah. We have to break the gas price then.
Well, we only had like just over 30,000 on.
Oh, my God. Come here.
He gave it to me. I've got
Oh, no, so you put some miles on it, didn't you?
Well, he's 92.
Yeah. Curtis, I guess it's like we didn't come to town, huh?
I had my mom's last car. She had a Volkswagen Cabrio, and that was the funnest thing. But,
Yeah, no, Renee. This darn button, I keep hitting the pause button and then it doesn't pop back up. I'm not on the service.
Okay.
Service is horrible up here in Conowingo.
Yes, it is.
We're up here.
The only reason I took it today is because. Always car due for oil changes. She said, oh, I don't want to drive my car, so we've been driving a little red car. So we parked our little black Honda for a little while. I told her, I said, just drive the red car. Needs some miles on anyway.
Well, I can't back
it. Wasn't it last meeting?
Exactly. You can't back out, that's for sure. Not until they come get that Honda.
I could probably go forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully they'll have to.
But see, there's a metal cable out there.
Yes, that's what scratched. Yes, exactly. I don't think it got mine. I don't know how in the world it got on there, though. I mean, I don't know where that one came from, to be honest with you.
Well, obviously it was up there somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe it was supporting.
It might have been. That might have been what was holding it up there.
My truck's falling. I was told I could come down here. I said, well, you know, I'm here to
You have to look. You have to pay attention to what you're doing.
Jeff.
That's his responsibility.
Jeff.
The thing is, if somebody.
Jeff and Kathy.
Yes.
What's going on?
I don't know. They're out there assessing the damage right now.
It damaged Terry's car.
Yeah, I think it missed Kathy's car because she was up further.
There was a metal cable that came down with the electrical cable.
We saw it bouncing around up here.
And it damaged the front of Terry's car, the hood. But I'm pulled.
So are we going
to miss me?
How long is this going to take?
I don't know. I guess there's somebody.
Are we going to wait for a report?
I don't know. Just hang on for a moment. I guess they want to make sure the truck driver doesn't leave, and they need to get some sort of help out here getting moving. You can come down, Curtis, if you want.
I'm in Conowingo.
Oh, up near my neck of the woods.
Yeah, we're trying to finish this job up. It got hot on us today.
Mm.
So I'm taking a break in the truck in the air conditioner.
Ah, good for you. Where in Conowingo are you?
We are up on, what is the, let me see what this road is called.
Right.
I should know, but
always
we are on.
Exciting.
All right. Yeah, well, that's why we still have power.
What's the damage, Carl?
All right, well.
couple cars may have gotten scratched up, but we're going to go ahead and start the meeting back up. And
Carl,
Sheriff's Department's coming. Delmarva's shooting down.
Yes.
Bobby's
going to take care of the water leak.
Okay.
Boone's coming over from the fire company.
Yeah.
So I think we can
get back into it.
We can push forward.
Okay.
Thank you. Did you see
All right. So
Curtis is with us.
Curtis is with us. And Renee, you're back on, right? You never left.
Yep. I never left.
Well, we're gonna call this meeting back to order. I think we had just finished up where we were finishing up on the water report. Any additional questions or discussion regarding water?
There was backup. We'll get cost estimates for backup generators for mm-hmm. at least two of the wells that are active, right? Well three, which is right near the tower, is not active. We may consider just closing that someday in the near future.
So are you talking one more generator or one more?
Two generators. One backup generator for each well. But also, if you all recall during that storm event we had a few weeks ago, maybe a backup generator of sorts for the sewage pump station down at Avalon. But I suggest I can contact them and say, hey,
let's contact.
What can we do?
Let's contact the county on
yep.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's county infrastructure.
Yeah, that's not a deal. Would you like to have backup on there?
Well, I agree with that, but why don't we
look
at that again? The county we talked about that a while, like years ago, and
right.
I don't think it ever got anywhere, but definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that we have, look, this is what happened, we need to have something here.
Right. Okay, well, check it. Call the county on that
yep.
and see
yep.
what, see if you can't nudge them in the right direction for a generator on that pump station.
Yep.
All right, next okay. item on the agenda is Cecil County Sheriff's Report. Sergeant Kalinske?
I don't think
we're going to
be is there.
No.
Seen it. So, Lou, why don't you run down just some highlights of what you have here?
From what I can gather here, we had 18 calls for service for the month of July. We do not have to break down once again for what they were. I can tell you two were a warrant service, search mm-hmm. warrant, and a special assignment.
Yeah.
But other than that, I really don't have no overdoses.
It looks like
the
majority.
Well,
noise
and noise. Yeah. We had a disorderly complaint. We had a couple of staff complaints. I do know we had disorderly complaints, and that was also at Veterans Park.
Several things down Veterans Park.
Yes.
And
that was also because our park ranger
mm-hmm.
was being utilized and making the calls for sure.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
So, other than that, we did not utilize the sheriff's office. And I just want to put Carrie's off until she comes
yeah. back. Yeah. So we're going to skip over the park ranger report.
Yeah.
Okay, next item on the agenda. Any questions on the sheriff's report? Next item on the agenda is the maintenance report. We're going to skip over to park ranger report and come back to that.
And I'll go over the maintenance report. I don't know if you have it. Can you hear us okay?
He's up in Conowingo, so he is having spotty service.
Okay. He's unmuted, but that's all right. I can. I'll give the highlights last month. Oh. It looks like we lost him.
We lost him. He'll be back.
Okay. Oh, there he is. So I'll run through it real quick. The maintenance staff this past month cut back vegetation along Cool Springs Road, along the Wise Lane Extended, an area so that can be mowed and maintained. We trimmed vegetation around all the fire hydrants along Route 7. We did have some graffiti again at Fair Green Park on the equipment that we had to clean up. even though our light's working, unfortunately. Painted the bollards at the gas pumps and at Footlog Park, bright yellow. I think because of the storms that rolled through here, we cleaned the beaches again. There was certainly some debris and branches and driftwood. There was an area that was unsafe, getting increasingly unsafe in terms of vegetation blocking a driveway, ingress and egress at the intersection of Cecil and Bayview Streets. So we removed that, those shrubs in a row that was in the road right of way. So we regraded and then put grass seed in its place. Repainting the lines. Been doing a lot of line repainting lately at Veterans Park for the parking spaces, as well as rededicating that handicap space. At Avalon Park, we removed that stretch of chain link fence by the building, removing some of the vines and hazard trees there. And then that was regraded and grass seed put in its place. Because of that storm, we did add one extra yard waste pickup day. So it was three times last month instead of two. There was obstructions at the outfall pipe at Sandy Beach that were removed, and some of the revetment around that pipe was repositioned. Trimmed vegetation along the path to Footlog Park. I don't know if everyone else has noticed the bugs. I don't know if they're mayflies, baby mayflies. But Veterans Park needed to be, or the bathrooms there needed power washed. Again, some more trimming of vegetation that time of year for that. We're trying to get a hold of that baseball diamond at the athletic complex. We've dragged it and even tried burning some of the grass to get it out. We did have a tree fall on the slave cemetery up there at Caroline Street. We removed that and repaired the fence. We did get around to removing the trees down there in the revetment at Footlog Beach. Replaced some deck boards on Town Dock. That's it.
Any questions on the maintenance report?
Brian,
yeah.
Can you add to that for the maintenance guys, for when you're walking on the sidewalk, right before you go down the hill on 267 towards the beach camera, that bank right there?
Yeah.
Can we get the guys to trim back the weeds and stuff there, because it's coming out over top of the sidewalk?
I know exactly where you mean.
We've done it times. It just keeps growing so quick, but it's really the county's responsibility. But the town, the guys have a lot of stuff to do, and it's hard to keep it up on the county.
State
high.
Yeah, I agree, Curtis. It really is. You know, with 267 coming through town, it's their jurisdiction, and they really
don't take care of it. Don't take care of anything through there. We have to, or you know, and they know that they're
called Ponch.
Ponch up, man. He'll get on it.
Call Ponch about two things about the grass and sidewalk, certainly that on the embankment, and also the loose gravel down right by the bridge crosser, which has never been cleaned out.
We did
some of.
And Curtis, I haven't looked lately, but the riprap that's all down through there, we're keeping up with that too, right?
Yeah, we're.
Sorry, where at, Renee? Is the
riprap that's down on this side of town, going towards the footlog from Tasker to the footlog?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, that was on the list. There were some trees growing up in there. That was removed.
And it's my fault for not knowing. I just have been working a lot, so I haven't been able to walk it.
they've been actually kicking butt around there. They're getting a lot of stuff done.
I know they are. I was just asking.
Yep, they got it taken care of. But we'll trim back there on up there by beach camera again, but the county really should be doing it. I don't know why they're not.
Yeah, the story we've been getting, Curtis, is they just don't have the staff. They don't have the manpower to take care of everything that is their responsibility.
Well, that's not the town. You know, I understand. I know. It's hard. But maybe they need to start paying our guys.
Okay. You know? Anything else on maintenance? All right. We are going to reach out to the state guys.
Carl, one last thing. I do want to thank the guys for fixing the slave cemetery.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they got
I want to thank them for fixing the fence and where the tree came down at the slave cemetery.
You're welcome. I'll tell the guys.
Okay, next item on the agenda is the footlog shoreline and sewer line stabilization.
So in your meeting packets is the latest design for the EnviroLock patch over the T intersection of the sewer line and manhole. I have it up here on the screen. The cost estimate that came through to this is this is to thank you for a contractor to do the construction. If you'll see the breakout here, the construction stakeout and mobilization includes erosion and sediment control measures all the way from Baltimore Street down to the patch site, as well as installation of all the EnviroLock bags and the cobble rock that would protect the toe of the EnviroLock bags from the wave action coming from the river. There is a little bit in the budget there for landscaping in terms of subsoil. We could actually just put regular grass seed over top of these EnviroLock bags if we wanted to.
Can we contact Mo and get some?
We can certainly get some native plants, and that's what I was kind of considering we do is, to recommend is maybe the low, the water side. The water side, put some of those native grasses in that we wouldn't mow. That would maintain that little bit of natural habitat there so that it would be an enhancement in that regard. Now, just to be clear, this EnviroLock patch, there's erosion occurring on the beach. Not so much this direction. I think this patch is going to cover it, but this patch does not cover the erosion that's going down towards the giant ash tree here. I pasted off today just to try to confirm. It's almost another 50 feet of slope. It's maybe about a foot tall from one elevation to the next. That the patch really can't go that far because then it starts getting into the mean high water line on the water side, and that needs a state permit to do a project like this. This is up above the mean high water line. I talked with Bobby today. I think it'd be pretty relatively simple for us to just do some cut and fill with that slope, regrade, and just put grass seed and mow it. That edge of the facility.
Yeah, the length of this, I can't see on this sheet.
From one end to the next, it's about 70 feet.
Okay, thank you.
70 feet, yeah.
Yep. And width is roughly 15 feet. And, our number one priority was to protect that sewer line, T intersection of the sewer line, which we think this design does. And we do have a solution for the rest of the erosion going down towards the tree.
And again, this estimate for $64,000 does not include
by the ash tree.
What does it? Well, it doesn't include that, but labor material wise, you're saying this.
No, this includes installation of all the EnviroLock bags, all the erosion sediment control practices, bringing the material to the site, constructing it.
For the complete job. And,
yep.
And EnviroLock is one essentially doing it with their contractors.
Right. Yep.
Oh, and this says it includes plants.
Yeah, and that's just a minor amount. We just put some subsoil, right, and grass seed.
Because it says temporary seed, 800, and then it says plants. Or
anchor, like too, including plants.
Am I missing including plants?
2002. 2002, filled in EnviroLock bags with GeoGrid and earth anchors.
Okay. Includes plants, yes, you're right. Yep.
And it says 430
is
quantity
at $41.71 a piece.
Yeah. Well, that's how many sandbags we have, but right. I mean, that's something we should verify if it includes the plants. Yeah.
How many or how much
are getting?
Mm-hmm.
430.
Yeah, 430 bags, right?
Yep.
That's the bags in that room.
All in all, I think it's a pretty reasonable price for mm-hmm. a bulkhead.
Mm-hmm.
The situation.
Right.
Do we want Renee, Curtis, you guys have any comment on this before we call it to a vote?
No, I think we need to get it to the vote so we can get the work going.
I agree.
Yeah, me too.
Brian, do you know when they could start?
I told them we'd like to get started this month or next. So.
Well, September's coming, and that's when the bad storms start coming in historically.
And how long?
Yep. Yeah, how long before completion?
Yeah, I don't know how long it's going to take to construct. We haven't gotten that far along yet with their schedule.
How are we going along?
We can find out
before we. Well, let's go ahead. I mean, does anyone want to make a motion on this?
I'll make a motion to accept their bid of $64,268.
I'll second that.
So we have a motion by Commissioner Wood, a second by Commissioner Campano, all in favor of proceeding with the EnviroLock system for Bog Park. Say aye.
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 Very good.
Yeah.
So my question was about the survey by PELSA. How are we coming along on that?
So that's still being worked on. The elevation data that they were able to provide Coastal Resources for this design was helpful, but it was not everything they needed, ideally. But I can check in with PELSA to see how much further they have.
So Coastal's still going to be waiting for PELSA to come finish up with their survey before they can get going.
To do these final construction plans, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But they feel confident that this construction cost estimate is close.
Okay. All right. Any other questions in regard to footlog? Brian, you got anything extra you want to add? Okay. Well, then great. That would be super. So let's move on to the next item on the agenda is the park. Well, no.
We're going to go. Yeah, and we can hold off on Park Mobile too until. Yeah. Terry gets back. I wanted to put this in here just so you all saw it. Remember, last meeting we announced GFL no longer wishes to continue with their contract to be the trash hauler for the town. When we put this RFP out to bid, which we do every 3 years, Trash Tech was the other lowest responsible bidder. I just wanted everyone to know that the total contractor fee per residential unit with the containers, a trash container and a recycling container, is $29.50. And we have 723 residential units. So that comes to $21,328.50, which would be our monthly invoice from that. They are willing to provide the service to the town. They can bring us the trash containers, they were saying, by Friday, August 19th, in various staging areas all over the town, and then be able to distribute them and be ready to pick up that Monday. I guess that's the 22nd.
I thought last day was the
22nd. It is, mm-hmm. But their anticipated start date could be that day. So we could end up telling them to wait until August 29th, but I kind of like having trash tech in place.
I think I'd rather have them in case than to wait. I need to mention that we do have a trash tech for the amount of, is this correct amount, right?
Yes.
$21,328.50.
And we go with them as of 8/19. I'll second it. Okay. We have a motion and a second to send an offer for a waste disposal with a trash tech by Commissioner Wooden, second by Commissioner Fields. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. But it's unanimous, so looks like we'll be engaging Trash Tech to handle our trash removal.
Yeah, their contract representative, I'll say, is on vacation this week, but I would say next week we'll have a contract ready for signature.
Brian, let me. I'm glad that we have this, but they're basically going to be bringing the cans, and then our guys are going to have to take them around to everybody, or how's that working?
No. They need staging areas to bring on, because it's 1,400 cans, right? 1,446 cans, one recycle, one trash. They want to use the maintenance shop. We might use some of the parking lot up at the athletic complex, just because they can't bring all the cans to us in one giant truck, you know.
Okay.
It's going to be multiple trucks, and they, the company, will deliver them to each residential unit.
Okay. That's what I was misunderstanding. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a question. I have a question.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Sometimes I use more than one can. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have cans of my own. Would they take the additional can if I put it out there? Oh, they only go pick up one can.
So the good news is, and this isn't specified in the agreement, but they understand that we're currently using private cans,
mm-hmm.
and we're allowed to continue using our private cans.
Because I don't really need a can.
As overflow, right? If we have more than what can fit in their one trash can, mm-hmm. if we put out a second private can, they'll take it.
Okay.
It has to be in a container.
Because there's families that have bigger than me, just me and my wife, we only use one can usually, but
I'm sure I have six.
I have a lot more than one can.
Yeah. I mean, when the houses are now being built to house, it used to be a house median of 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a house median of 8. You know, Cool Springs houses are lovely.
I know the question is going to come up though. I mean, I'll go ahead and ask it for everybody
else. Yes.
But yeah,
I think Cool Springs will just be happy to get.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
And recycle cans.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they still have folks over there that don't have any recycled cans or even trash cans.
Exactly.
So.
And what about our town cans? Are they still going to pick up our town cans?
If there's 32 trash can liners at parks, various places all over town, and that's...
And the dumpsters, they belong to GFL?
They do, but Trash Tech will provide us dumpsters.
Just questions I think need to be answered.
Yep, no problem.
Yeah. Okay.
So they are providing recycling cans? We're providing one trash can
and one recycling can.
Yep. So every residential unit will get two cans.
Yeah. One would be marked recycling.
Is that in this?
Yes.
Yeah, it's in there.
Yep. Under number four.
Yeah, it's right there.
Under number four, they wrote it in there. They added that Trash Tech provided containers, one trash and one recycling.
Yep. Yep.
$29.50 per residential unit.
Actually, it says $26.50.
No, it's $29.50 at the very bottom.
Oh, okay.
They added that number four.
Okay.
Right. I see that.
Oh, right there. Yep, I see it now.
I see Trash Tech provided one containers, one trash. I'm sorry.
29. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
I just saw the 26. It was in the bold letters. I didn't read the whole. It's in the tiny print. Okay. All right. No problem.
Any more questions on trash?
And Kathy asked about GFL. I'm assuming. I haven't talked to them yet, but I will. I'm assuming they'll pick up all their cans. There were some folks who have GFL cans.
I don't have them.
And they'll go back to GFL.
Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Okay. Great. Okay, next item on the agenda is the new business is sheriff's agreement. Fisher Wood.
Do you want to take that? Or I had talked to Brian about this agreement, and I asked him to send it into our account.
And I didn't get any feedback on it.
Yeah, he hasn't answered you
no.
yet. But him and I have sat and read this, and I feel that this is great for the sheriff's office. It covers them well. We don't feel that it covers us. Very good.
Yeah, I think one thing we talked about, you know, is like the log book. It isn't even referenced mm-hmm. in this agreement at all.
That was a policy.
And that was great. And it's not being done correctly. It's not, we don't know half the time. We can't actually, if we were audited like right now,
yeah,
we wouldn't be able to say for certain what we're paying for.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't be able to do a checks and balances like that.
So, I mean,
because we're not getting the information again, just like we've done before.
Well, just as an example, like. Well,
you're talking about the monthly reports for patrols. Because we're
well,
sending
true.
In now, we're sending in our requested patrol conference, correct?
There, no, because as you recall, this went back further when Joe was doing it, and then when other Joe didn't said, we'll let you. And then Mike and Mahan said that the girl doing the reports was going to come up with the algorithm or whatever to tell us what times were needed and all that. So we let them choose the times of when they will need it in town. We have yet to see that.
When
it's never been done.
When I was doing it for whatever
right.
period, I would send in each month. I would send in. You know, I'd have Monday through. I'd have a whole calendar.
Right.
And I would pick on that day whether I wanted a 4-hour shift or whether I wanted 2 4-hour shifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through usually, you know, certainly high points on, you know, Friday.
Seven, right.
Friday in the afternoon to maybe 12 o'clock or whatever, you know, it might vary sometimes.
Yeah.
More in the summertime, a lot less in the wintertime as mm-hmm. usual. And then they would, you know, and I'd get that into them. Usually that was Sean at that point
yes.
in time. And then Sean would say, okay, well, you know, I'll put it out and get it filled up by the deputies that volunteered to do it.
And then we'd get a copy.
And not, you know, sometimes it wouldn't get completely filled because right. they didn't have people volunteer to do it.
Right.
Volunteer, but.
They didn't sign up to do it.
Right. I mean, certainly, it means I think we should be doing that. I thought you were doing
no,
that, to be honest with you.
No, Mike wants to do, and the way he wants to do it, we'll be back to they'll go by this algorithm.
We know what's better
that's right.
for the patrol
well,
ships.
That's what's going to go back to, because I don't believe that we're getting anywhere near close to what we're paying for. And I also don't believe that the hours, because if you remember right, he would say, well, if he didn't show up then, I had the authority to change it. And they were coming in at like 2 p.m. on a Saturday. And I'm like, for what? We don't need you then. You know, unless it was a very busy weekend, but it was like in the winter and stuff. I was like, I don't need you at 2 p.m. I don't need you in here on a Tuesday at sitting here at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Going.
So here's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see you as police commissioner
before each month,
mm-hmm. you put in here's the patrol schedule we want for all this. For
right.
And then going forward, you know, and then you just put in, and I think, you know, whatever the hours was, it
was back up to 80.
80 hours.
I'm backing them off again.
A month. It was 80 hours.
For the summer.
Per month.
Right.
For the summer. Yeah. So just make that schedule to see what, you know, where
right.
the hot spots are and when they're not. Mm-hmm. Now, I had asked Jen way back when saying, hey, just try to be a little smarter because she had started collecting all this data.
Yeah.
And said, when are our most problematic mm-hmm. you know, time periods? And
And okay. We kind of used that for a little bit, but they never made the schedule, though.
And so, but they never even got that back to us. And the other thing we're not getting the schedules, period. And I have asked for that ever since we got a park ranger. So I talked to Brian, and I thought it would be nice that him and Terry also had
a schedule.
Copy of who was on.
Yeah, why not have a schedule?
Right. And that way they would be able to know who was working. They don't know. And that's why the calls for service went way up. Because when you're proactive, you want to try to get somebody down there before things happen. And they're like, oh, and they don't. And the ones that have showed up lately, and by the way, that was the sheriff's office again asking me where this was.
And he said, like, town hall.
And then said, well, we're going to have to send the state police. I said, why?
It's on a local room.
I said, it's on our street. And she goes, no, Market Street is a state highway. I said,
not
no,
this I'm stretch.
Sorry, but this where this occurred. That's why I contacted you.
Yeah.
It is on a town street. Please send us a deputy. And it's like, sometimes it's just like pulling teeth to get someone here. We also had another incident where a member of our staff here made a phone call to the sheriff's office, asked for someone to please come, was told they were on their way. Well, I think that was about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And no, but I mean, maybe they're still on their way and they got lost.
I would like to say something, but mm-hmm. Well, since you're on the subject.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
So you know I talked to you about mm-hmm. An unregistered, unlicensed mm-hmm. vehicle doing laps on our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I called the sheriff's office mm-hmm. that day. And it was 4th of July,
mm-hmm.
Monday. And I said, do you have anyone on duty today? No, they didn't have anybody on duty. On a holiday,
mm-hmm.
on the 4th of July,
mm-hmm.
they had nobody on duty. And so I said, can you send someone out? Hour and 45 minutes later, I saw him right through. Mm-hmm. He was long gone by then.
Sure. Yeah. We seem to just be back into the old rut again mm-hmm. of...
Lou?
Yes, Lene.
A suggestion with the logbook for accountability.
Mm-hmm.
We only pay for what's in the logbook.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. That's what the check and balance is for.
Right.
You would think they would want
to be
them to have it in the logbook. That's right. To say, hey, well, yeah, if we question whether or not somebody was here, they'd be like, yeah, they were there. Check your logbook.
Yeah.
Right. So,
and that's
what, have that sit down reiteration with.
Well, that's
I
what
would,
just.
I would when say you,
again,
to get again. To get their attention. When the next one comes out, we look at the logbook and we write back. Due to what's in the logbook, this is what we're paying.
Then I think they'll go to their CC cards and mm-hmm. say they had a card open for that day.
I don't know. We need to get along.
That's what I'm saying. And that went back to this, what we were talking about.
Yeah.
This doesn't cover us too well at all.
That's what made me think, like, if we get together with the sheriff's office, do we want to amend that agreement? Is this something that is, you know, worth amending, putting in there about the logbook?
Pro the town covers us more instead of them.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, this was written by them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just think we should still have Dave get back to us about it.
Sure.
Yeah. Whatever he desires. I mean, he'll want some guidance as to what we might mm-hmm. want to see in there. But I mean, if we wanted to include, I think, if, you know, in the past, and I mm-hmm. don't know because I wasn't here, but from my understanding, the officers used to sign into the logbook. And then maybe commissioners said, well, we don't want people coming into town right. hall. So then they didn't have them sign in the town book. And then, of course, we just recently, we came mm-hmm. back and we said, yeah, we would like to come into town hall and sign it. So, you know, so
which is
pendulum it? Swings,
yeah.
right?
Which is it?
So it was kind of left as a policy.
Right.
We, okay. you know, maybe, I mean, again, I look at this contract and I look at this contract as just like guardrails. You know, because we're not required to hire them for an hour in the course of a year. But if we do for special events or for these contractual, periods when they come in, shifts, you know, those are the rules and that's what we're going to pay them.
I mean, that's really what it is. Is yeah. How much we're going to pay him per hour plus fuel or for court appearances, you know, for those things. It's really not much more than that, other than that they'll abide by the laws of the state of Maryland and all that kind of self-conduct and decorum. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's nice. Part of me says it's nice having that flexibility about, yeah, we want them in right now to sign the logbook, but administration later, they may not want them in.
So maybe
we just send them a letter and say, hey, if you don't sign, you know, if you don't sign the logbook, this is the way we, you know, I'm fine with doing that. If everybody's on board with that.
I'm with Lou. I like to see some accountability, though.
Well, absolutely. And we also need the reports, because we're not going to get the reports about what shifts are being filled and who's in.
And we've asked for them.
And we have asked for them. Jennifer
Heights at the sheriff's office has told us, you know, I can't do that, but Sergeant Kalinske can.
Mm-hmm.
And we've asked him for it.
Right. Yes, Kathy.
My suggestion, if we don't want to have them in town hall, what if they fill out a report and they send it in with the bill so that each person that is in town and does their shift, that they send that in with their bill instead of just, I work so many hours.
Because you can easily sit in your car and fill out a report any time of the day.
Touching the button.
Excuse me, I have to go outside of the sheriff's office.
Do you have anything else to know?
I do, but I have to run out there.
I'd like you to start submitting those. Submitting the schedules.
I'll do the scheduling from now on, then, and that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah. Yep.
I wanted to go back to that, and I just didn't want to do it without the board's approval.
You got our approval.
Right. Let me run out here and talk to the shows. And I'll be right back in.
Yeah, just about the accountability thing. Now, I mean, really, we have agreements with multiple vendors, right? Contractors here in town, and they'll submit us a bill, and they'll say, "Here's what I worked on," right? And it's a little bit of the honor system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
it can be.
There's usually like a deliverable, right? You read it, and you're like, "Yeah, they did all that. Okay, yep, I remember all that." With the sheriff, I guess it's kind of tricky. Like, you know, if it's a Saturday night, no one's here, right? We don't know. I mean, maybe a commissioner might notice, but, you know, if they're walking the streets or
you'll
something.
You'll certainly see them periodically, but I never see them every shift that they, you know, that they're on. I'll see them once or twice a week, maybe.
Once every other month, I'll see one. I'll see 20 minutes.
And that's what, you know, I see the benefit of the logbook, because then it's like somebody was here. You see a date, you see a description. They had to come in the building because I didn't write. None of us wrote it.
Come in and sign it when they get here, and then when they leave.
I paid it.
Yeah.
I know how much.
It's getting dangerous down to the intersections again, though. I'm telling you.
Which one?
The one Revelation Road and Salvation Circle.
Oh, right there.
First intersection. Mm-hmm. Man, I my bay window looks right out on the intersection almost. And I mean, they're not, it's 15 miles an hour in there, Carl. Mm-hmm. They're going 40 and 50 and flying right through the stop sign, not even slowing down. And then when you come up on the stop sign, you'll see one get ready to run it, and they'll slam the brakes on because they see you. It goes on time after time after time. That's a bus stop, too, by the way.
I know. And we've been talking about the speeding issues throughout town other things that we can do. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I think we should be writing speeding tickets, right?
Tell you something else that's happening over there too that you guys might not be aware of. There's concrete trucks are coming through there, and dump trucks are coming through Trinity Woods to get to Cool Springs. Yeah, but they're going to be tearing the roads up in there now because they're old. They're 30 years old almost.
That is not good.
That's not good. I don't know why they don't get out 7 and go through the newer part.
Okay. So anything else on the sheriff's report?
Nope.
On the sheriff's? Okay. All right. Next item on the agenda is the Labor Day weekend event for Sherwood.
I kind of compiled a couple of things there, and hopefully she'll be done that soon because she has some stuff that she's working on with that also. Let me talk about the skateboard park opening first, if I can. Everything's done up there and ready to open, so I'd like to come up with a date that we could open it with some little like ribbon cutting or something. For the kids that they could, everybody could get together and meet up there.
Skate park.
Yeah, at the skate park. And I was kind of thinking of next month when it's a little bit cooler.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, and it's like not so hot out.
Well, we have two openings to do. One we need to do for this graveyard, old lot number 10. And then we also need to get the skate park.
I'm sure the kids don't mind the heat. No, so if you don't mind, they don't mind.
What do you want to do? Let's pick a date.
Anybody? Renee, do you have a date in mind?
We'll go on.
For the skate park.
For opening the skate park? The grand opening?
For the skate park? I would think we'd have to do it soon, but I really haven't thought about a date on that.
What would be a good day? You know, like a Friday night?
It would have to be like a Friday night or a Saturday because we're getting into sports season too. Mm-hmm. So,
yep. When's Labor Day? Labor Day's Monday the
5th. Labor Day is September 3rd weekend.
This is the 5th.
What about the 26th? That's Friday night.
Yep. Of what?
August.
That's the end. Too soon?
No.
Oh, okay. Friday night, August 26th.
Okay.
What time? 5 or 6 o'clock.
Is Curtis still on the line?
Curtis.
Yeah, Curtis is still here.
Curtis, is that good?
I'm okay with whatever you guys want.
Okay, Friday night, say 6:30.
I say you give the people time to get in for work.
Get in for work.
I don't know if I'll be out of town that Friday, but I don't know if I have to be there.
No.
No, you got to be there, Brian. You got to be cutting it with a scissor.
You want to do 6?
or the Friday before?
Okay.
The 19th?
The 19th? Okay, that's next weekend.
I won't be here then.
Okay. Then go into August.
The 12th? This Friday?
The 12th?
We want to have August 12th, but that's too soon.
That's this Friday.
Yeah, and I'd hate to wait till.
I know. Okay, well then do it this Friday. I don't care. The kids don't care, but that's not going to give them.
That's not going to give us enough time to get the word out.
I think tell the kids.
I mean, we could do a special newsletter tomorrow, an email blast, and Facebook post, and we could even put it on the marquee board.
Right. What's Friday night?
August 12th.
8/12. And the kids will be happy that it's open.
And what time?
6 o'clock.
Okay. It was my first weekend. I didn't know.
Sorry.
I have them on board.
Bikes are okay too on those.
No, I just did mine on board.
I could bring my bike.
Okay, so everybody who's out there who's listening in radio land, Zoom land, Friday night, 6:00 p.m. at the skate park. And we'll just do a cutting of the ribbon ceremony. I'd like to get Dan and Tom Gatch and them up there and make sure we reach out to them guys because they definitely
do a lot of work.
And the boys from town maintenance because they busted their butts also.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll do that.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So we'll get
and we'll do
going.
heavy advertising tomorrow.
Yeah. And I'll go into the what's newer things on Facebook and post it tonight.
And then when did you want to do the graveyard one?
And
you can do that in September.
Can we hold off? Yeah, can we hold off on that until it's cooler?
Yeah.
Like in September.
I did get the plaques ordered or paid for through Crouch.
Right.
But yeah. I guess I could reach out to them to see when.
Yeah, how much it's going to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's wait until we get them.
Yeah. Okay. So now, Labor Day weekend event, September 3rd. It's a Saturday from 12 to 6. We have approximately 3 or 4 bands so far.
Wow.
We have Will and Andy, Gabe Woodrow, their friend from Nashville. I'm not going to give you his name because that's how it's going to be put out there too. But all I can tell you is he left here. He's a local boy. He went to Nashville. He made it good. He has a recording studio out there, and he plays guitar for a lot of the big bands.
Wow.
So he is going to come home that weekend, and he has chosen Charlestown to play.
How fun is that?
We also have...
that's Saturday, you said 12?
Yeah.
September 3rd.
September 3rd. September 3rd.
What are we going to call this?
And
it sounds like Lollapalooza or something.
Charlestown
Palooza.
I'm going to let her tell you what it is, and she came up with it, and I don't want to do it.
Okay. Don't steal her thunder.
Yeah, I don't want to. Somebody else came up with it. It wasn't my idea. I'm not that creative.
Cool.
But she has something, and she's worked pretty hard on it. But we have that, and we also have a blacksmith coming with a portable forge. He's going to bring his own forge. We have a pottery person coming. He's going to set up his wheel and everything.
What is it? Cutlery?
Pottery.
Pottery. Okay. He's going to do pottery there. We have a person who's going to do Charlestown things, everything with Charlestown on it, including our... like, you know how Northeast has longitude, latitude, and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did Charlestown longitude, latitude, and everything. So it's all Charlestown-based items for sale. Mm-hmm. We have Crystal's Creations, which is the funnel cake and cotton candy lady. She also does fried Oreos and everything. Mm-hmm. Then we have,
that's why I said it.
And in the winter, she does the hot, warm candy apples and stuff, and caramel apples, and the fudge bombs and all that. So we poked into her, and we're keeping her.
Yeah.
I introduced her to Katie also. And we also have Melissa Sand Art and Edible Candy Art.
Oh, my God.
She makes Yeah, that all little kids love and run around on these little sugar highs.
Yeah.
She makes that stuff. And they fill it up in these cute little containers, and she gives them a lollipop to put in. And it's really cute. And they had so much fun making them down there that day. Yeah. And she's coming.
Wow.
And we have a lady who makes personalized, they're called Forever Bracelets. Mm-hmm. She hooks it onto your arm. And they're all sterling silver or gold.
Mm-hmm.
And then she puts it there and it stays forever.
Mm-hmm.
She actually puts a piece of leather underneath your arm and puts it there and clamps it on. And you can pick whatever size, style, or whatever you want. It's brand new in the area.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool. So
you can't take it off.
No, you can't take it off. It doesn't come off. Wow. Terry actually has
it's like a tattoo.
Yeah, Terry actually has one. And it's like, and it's really pretty. So we have that coming, and then we're going to ask Miss Audrey to set up with her history.
Yep, a colonial Charlestown.
Yes, colonial Charlestown there, and she is. Said obviously that she would love to do it.
That's cool.
And we're going to reach out to
a little festival.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
And all day long.
Me.
And it's going to cost us.
Here's the kicker.
He gave me the stink eye.
Within the budget, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. The bands, all of them, are going to come in for under 800.
Well, good.
That's yes.
That's not that low.
Yeah. That's all it's going to cost.
For four bands?
All the bands. Will is getting them all to agree to fit into that budget for us.
Beautiful.
So, and the pottery guys and them were, Andy's working on them for me. So, but yes, all the bands and all are coming in for that figure.
That's fun.
So even the guy from Nashville. So and I hope everybody's excited about it as we are, because we are like double timing it to get this one pulled off.
That's cool.
But I think it's going to be wonderful. And we've got, oh, and another food person may be coming. He makes the barbecue ribs.
Ooh. Now we're getting into my line. I can eat barbecue ribs.
So I was going to ask Larry and Bobby.
You might ask the what?
Yes, and if they would like to bring their trucks down.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to keep all of this, because we have so many wonderful folks right here around us. That's what I'm doing. And there's a balloon lady in Cool Springs, Brittany. And I want to ask her if she'd like to set up. She does the most gorgeous balloon things that, I mean, arches and all this stuff made out of balloons. And they're absolutely beautiful. So I'm hoping that she'll come over and set up also with us.
So it really sounds like a big festival.
Yeah, and it's something fun on Labor Day.
It needs a name.
Yeah, we have a name.
It's coming. All right, I'll be patient.
I'm sorry.
While we're still waiting for Terry to come in, do you have anything else on Labor Day?
I'm sorry.
Do you have anything else on Labor Day weekend?
No. I was going to say that's all I have right now.
Oh my God.
I'll have more hopefully by the next meeting to be able to tie it all down for you.
Okay.
But I should have everybody's names and stuff.
Then while we're waiting for Terry to get in and finish up, why don't we go around? Anything commissioners want to add, and then we'll go on public comment, and then we'll bring Terry. Go ahead.
I'm going to do it first. I just wanted to say that I think the night evidence crime was a huge success. Thank Ms. Lou. Thank Renee. Thank everybody that put it out and everything. I thought it went off really well. My granddaughter cried because she didn't want to leave. So that must have been it was good.
Yeah, I was going to say, that means it's good.
Glad to see we're getting this footlong project going, getting that done. Glad to see that. Trash, I'm hoping the trash doesn't get interrupted. And other than that, that's all I got to add.
Renee?
I just wanted to let everybody know that Brian and I met with the Corps of Engineers yesterday, and I'll let Brian elaborate a little more on it. But
thanks, Renee. I'm just kidding.
I think we can have a great partnership with the Corps of Engineers. After the RFP is awarded, they're willing to talk to the engineer firm that we have awarded to and help us, I guess, get the projects designed. What they can do, up to three projects, correct?
Yeah, Renee, I'll chime in. It's really cool. With the Army Corps Engineers has this program out there where they do assessments like what we're trying to do, a watershed assessment, right? To model future flooding.
This is stormwater management.
Yep. Project. Yeah, the watershed master plan that the town is project that we're starting. And we had a good conversation with them yesterday. They want to plug in. There's a catch, right? I mean, it's kind of like a grant. They will provide 50% of the cost of providing the assistance, whatever it might be. And it might just be helping us design some of the priority projects that the assessment identifies, right? That might be where they plug in. We don't quite know yet. I mean, the RFP asks for a lot of different things from the engineer that we would ultimately award the job to. They decided that, hey, let's wait till you guys select one. And then we'll figure out where we can plug in and assist them. I mean, it'll cost us something to get the Army Corps of Engineers assistance. It's not free, but they certainly do have the expertise. Just as an example, I've heard from private engineers, the assessment, this modeling of future flooding. When you're looking at just trying to target areas to put in detention basins versus trying to size your culvert pipes and the swales along the roads, I've heard that described as like, oh, you got to use two different models for that. Well, the Army Corps of Engineers was like, no, you don't. We have one model that we can use in
do it at the same time. So it's just, I mean, they have technical expertise
kind of simplified
that I think would help the town.
They have every interest, I would think, in helping us, which ultimately helps them.
They also sent us, because they're working with Frederick right now, because they were talking about urban flooding and river flooding. And so we can use them in the future to help us with the waterfront properties. But right now we're dealing with what's going to the river. And so I think what I started looking at what they sent, they do a very good job.
That's good. That's good stuff. Anything else on that, Brian or Renee? Or Renee, any additional comments?
No, I just, like I said, I'm very happy with the maintenance department, what they've been doing. I know we've been asking a lot of them lately, and very thankful for our office staff for everything that they're doing too.
Curtis?
Yes, sir. I don't really have much to say other than I think we got a good team, I think. I was talking to Brian about it today. I think everybody's doing their part and doing a good job at it, inside and outside. So everybody keep up the good work.
Thank you, Kurt. Anything else, Curtis?
Can I say one more thing before you go to Luke? I forgot. I wanted to thank everybody and wanted to thank you personally for allowing my granddaughter to come in and do the Pledge of Allegiance last meeting. She really was excited about it. She really had a good time. And I want to appreciate the plaque and everybody's signature on it.
Nice.
I really appreciate everything you guys did for her. She loved it.
Everybody
knows. She'll be in school. She's got soccer now. But I want to thank the board again, and you personally, Jay, for allowing me to do that. I'm sorry.
Carl.
Oh, sorry, Renee.
One last thing. I do want to thank the fire department and the sheriff's department, EMS, and everybody that helped with National Night Out. I saw everybody that was there. It was great. Our principal at Charlestown Elementary is great. She sent out an email to all the parents to let everybody know that it was going on. And we had a great turnout. And Market Street, too, for donating the hot dogs.
Yep.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
Lou?
Yeah, that's what. Good job.
Ditto.
I just reiterate what she said. Katie is wonderful at the school. We're just blessed to have her as our principal here. And the kids are going to be going back. She actually seen one of the kids down at the concert the other day, and she took the time to show her on her phone her classroom and everything on Katie's phone. She was so excited to see it. I mean, she was now down this hall right here, all the way at the end is your classroom. And the little girl was just so bubbly and so happy and everything. So that's the type of person that Katie is.
And let's not forget, she's a neighbor of mine.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's like, so we're she's honored. Yeah, we are honored to have her, she's very her husband
nice.
Here.
Very much so.
And now we have.
All right. So this chestnut has materialize again. So
would not tell them
from the heat.
Yeah. I would not tell them the name that you came up with for September 3rd.
Do you want to know that first?
Well, yeah, I can't wait.
Let's do that first and get it out of the way. Okay. And this is cold, so I'll feel good. Okay, so my thought, if everyone thinks it's good, is to
that's okay. You can just go to suspense even more.
Right. Yeah. I can't wait to hear this name.
Wanted a backup plan.
Okay. So I really think this works. I think it's something that it's a play on words. It's very, it's
historical. Ooh, a clue.
Yeah, a clue. And he likes it.
Hey, you guys can use the mics. I think they're having a tough time hearing you out in Zoom land. Yep, either one. Either one.
That one's not.
My hands are all shaking on me. Okay. So
it's
red, Brian.
So it's
doing
this.
It
should be on.
Hello. Can you hear me?
There we go.
There we go.
Oh, great. Okay. So I was thinking the name for the event on September 3rd should be Blast from the Past. With a cannon in the middle. And I think it's a play on words because it's a cannon from the past. It's a similar to what we used to do a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It's
need to fire the cannon.
Yes. Fire the cannon.
Joe would be very happy with that.
That's what I was thinking. And I obviously made this little logo guy. He's cute.
Oh, cool. A logo?
Yes, he didn't have a logo.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Stickers.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And we thought you could fire the cannon.
All right. Does everybody like that name?
Sure. I like it. Good.
All right. So,
can we talk you into firing?
That's really cool.
Can we talk you into firing the cannon?
Well, fire that cannon.
If I can, I may be. I may not be in town. I know, right?
Well, you don't have to be,
won't
talk
about
that.
Okay.
We won't, but Joe's,
Nathaniel.
Joe's son-in-law.
Yeah, son-in-law.
Is always chomping at the fire of the town.
Yeah.
So we just need
always got somebody back up.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So, Miss Terry, tell us real quick your park ranger report.
Real quick, it's probably not an option, but so this past weekend when I was walking around, I was thinking about, you know, whatever, trying to do my activity log and doing everything. So I was walking and I was taking pictures of everything, not everything, most things that I was writing down just to have in case something was ever brought up again. So that's really all about that. I think weekends in the future, I feel like people are starting to get it. I feel like now they see me and they're like, yeah, we know. So I need to just hide a little bit better.
You sure have been helping.
Also, the boat launch. I don't know if this is an option or possible, but I was thinking that at the boat launch, right next to Veterans Park, where the loading zone is, if we could paint arrows right there, because people are coming in constantly the opposite way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And it's a loading zone.
Yeah.
Maybe you could take care of that, right?
That might be a good thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put that
you mean where the boats line up
right.
Yeah.
With the trailers.
Yeah. And the neighborhood watch sign, I think it either needs to be replaced or removed.
Renewed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Renewed.
Put that on the
list there, Brian. All right. New neighborhood watch sign.
Are we good? Okay.
Yep.
So I also found a honor box for Veterans Park. I found little tags for people to put on their mirrors. Mm-hmm. My thought is that you fill out the envelope, you put your name, address, phone number, license plate number on it, and then you take one of these visitor parking permits and you write your license plate number on it. And when you leave, you put it back in the honor box to see if they actually paid or if they're just gonna snub you.
So the ones they have at the state park, mm-hmm. It's usually like it's an envelope, mm-hmm. But then part
right.
of the envelope has a little
your hanger, yeah.
You
right.
tear off,
yeah.
And you
and
put
I,
on,
I
and then the numbers, and then they both have numbers on them, so the numbers match up with the mm-hmm. license plate and whatever.
Yeah. And put the money in the envelope because you put it in the box.
Yeah, then you put that, right. that in the box.
Exactly.
I did look into that. I was talking to the paper man, and he said that there are none to be found right now.
Wow.
No envelopes?
No envelopes.
None of those hanger envelopes.
Wow.
Seems peculiar.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
And supply shortage.
It's just a thought. But anyway, no, so Park Mobile. This is not working.
It's not working? Turn it off and on.
How do you turn it off?
Bottom. Yeah, bottom button.
Okay. So Park Mobile, I wanted to share that between May 29th, 2021 and July 31st, 2021, Park Mobile made $1,856.30.
That's awesome.
Between May 29th, 2021 and July 31st, 2022, Park Mobile made $2,072.50.
So what were the two numbers, please?
$1,856.30 and $2,072.50.
Thank you.
Which is a $216.20 difference. Increase. And yes, mm-hmm. I did just do that in my head. I also added to the bottom of the sheet that the huge increase revenue jump. These are not the same months that we want to monitor, but the ones that they show, you can obviously see 80,000% increase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'd say it's going pretty well.
It's working.
Yep.
And even also I have all of these. This is it doesn't like me. This is 21 pages that I went through of every single transaction from 5/29/21 to 7/29/22. But yes, and that is the end of my rant.
So, did you see? Terry, you can go right into your little honor boxes if you want to. Terry included a couple honor boxes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like the.
The green
one.
Yeah, I like
that
too.
The one that Brian had up on that front page.
Yep.
And this is kind of like what they had at the state park.
Yep.
And then we can just do it. This is a little wooden box that you can put the thing in, put the envelopes in.
Yep.
So we'll just make one of these and put one on top and one on the bottom and on a post, 4x4, and we're done.
Yeah.
Cheap.
So do we need a motion to purchase this?
Sure. Well, the only other, did you see the envelope design in your meeting package?
Yes.
For Park Mobile?
Yeah.
We can revise this. This was just the first.
You know, one of the nice things that's on the state park ones, that on each one, they also have the park rules.
Another thing at Veterans Park, coming from the marina, they need to find the rules over there too.
Yeah.
Because they're coming over and are thinking that they can drink alcohol and they can do all the things. Because they're not going to look at that other place.
Yeah.
I like this one with the Charlestown Park.
Yeah, what do you think?
I like that one.
Because remember we talked about having the the little roof over top of a board, but really, I mean, a sign like this could just be a part of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we could still, I haven't got prices yet on those, but this was just the first attempt at coming up with a park rule sign. That's all. Mm-hmm. I think they are generally the same in all the parks and the color scheme was interesting. I mean, it was, this was a first draft, so.
It's going to get people's attention.
I don't know, Carl, because this sign could last 20 years, if it needs to have your name.
I don't think you just write
town commissioners.
Commissioners.
That's all you need to write.
You don't want anybody's individual name.
I don't want people in my house.
Yeah. 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 Forget it, man. Trust me.
No,
it doesn't say it.
All right. Town Commissioners of Charles.
Yeah, I like that. That's
thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, we could put these, we really could. I don't know if we. Do we put one at Long Point in the wharf?
Oh, yeah.
Foot log.
Foot log, yeah. Right. Absolutely. Even the ballpark probably should have one.
And they're going to be
athletic complex.
Yeah.
All metal. And now, I mean, they're not this big.
18 by 24 is the. I mean, that's a decent size, right? 2 feet tall, 1.5 feet wide.
Yep. Okay. So, okay. We need a motion for that. Make a motion for that.
Go ahead.
What are you guys approving?
We're going to approve the getting the green box, right?
Okay.
Getting the green box
and the sign.
And the
I like to make a motion
and the envelopes
and the envelopes. I make a motion that we purchase the green sign, the green box, the envelopes for the green box, and the signs for all the parks.
I second that.
A motion and a second by Commissioner Fields and Commissioner Woods. All in favor say aye.
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 Kurtz?
Aye.
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 Do we want this font in purple?
Doesn't have to be. I don't know. Is that dark blue? I guess it is purple, isn't it?
Yeah, it's purple.
Should it be navy blue?
It should be navy blue.
Colonial blue.
Yeah.
I'm gonna share this with the public.
Yeah, I like blue.
All right.
Yeah.
Renee, you got a preference?
Blue.
Awesome. What was that?
Here, I'm gonna show you guys the sign.
A preference of blue or black for the.
Oh, see on there it looks blue.
It does. I don't
put the blue on there.
Oh, that looks fine.
Yeah, okay. I think blue is fine.
As long as it's blue. Yeah.
I know it printed out kind of purple.
It's purple.
Oh, I bet you it's running out.
Okay. All right. Let's anything else on that, guys? I think we've covered it. Let's move into public comment.
What's the go first?
Yeah.
We only got one.
One and John.
Hi. So I'm John Sadowski, I'm Vice President of Cool Springs, HOA, and I sent you all a letter. You didn't get the email?
Yeah.
Nobody got it?
I got it.
I didn't check my email for the last couple of days. Well, I apologize for that. But...
Okay, so the letter was about...
You want me to print it out? I can print it out.
Sure, yeah, that'd be great.
I'd like to copy here.
Sure. The letter is about your funding of the Scott's Garden and future funding of the Trinity Woods stormwater retention ponds.
Right.
And we're concerned about this in Cool Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we're concerned is that we also have stormwater management mm-hmm. ponds.
You do.
And we're taking care of them.
Right.
And, you know... Everything's in the letter.
Right.
So, you know, short of reading it, we'd like to get a sense of where you're going with this thing.
Right. Now, are you guys actually taking care of yours right now, or is your builder still doing it?
No, they are our property. Currently,
okay.
The Cool Springs Board had its transition meeting in May of 2021.
Okay.
According to state law, we can make warranty claims until May of next year.
Mm-hmm.
So we are currently soliciting a transition study to come out and make sure that all of our ponds are built up to spec for transition and then potentially make warranty studies. So we've had some expenditures here. We just put a $10,000 bill into the pond, the main pond on Cool Springs. We have some questions about some other ponds that need to be looked at. So we expect to have some additional off budget expenditures. Okay.
So I certainly understand what you're saying. Obviously, because you guys as a community are maintaining what you're obligated to. And of course, when you bought your properties, you guys are obligated to have an association and maintain the stormwater management funds, mm-hmm. right? But and as you may or may not be aware, but the same thing, of course, certainly exists in Scott Gardens as well. Right,
right,
and it's in all deeds and so forth. But of course, in Scott Gardens, they never—I don't know—they established a homeowner association, but then it doesn't exist at this point in time.
Does it not? Because when you look on Cecil maps, it says the ownership of that pond is Scott Gardens,
and that's correct. It is deeded, from my understanding, it is deeded. The pond area, stormwater management pond, mm-hmm. is needed in the name of the Scott Gardens mm-hmm. Association.
All right.
You are correct about that. And I don't know if you've listened into
videos, and I've reviewed the minutes since the May meeting.
Where we've had many discussions, of course, about the Scott Gardens stormwater management pond, because ultimately, you know, the deeds essentially say that if they aren't maintained by the homeowner association, then the town can come in and maintain them. And then, of course, normally, right, the town would subsequently divide, parse that out, you know, whether through a special assessment or mm-hmm. or what have you, to spread that cost amongst those community members, right? The cost that the town has expended
so far is
pretty de minimis in the scheme of things. And so we really haven't crossed that particular threshold. And actually, when we started talking about some of the community members in Scott Gardens really stepped up and mm-hmm. ended a lion's share of the work. I mean, weekend after weekend, I'm thinking it was summer 2020. Mm-hmm. Scott Gardens, you know, before my time, but you're right, Scott Gardens has sizable trees growing into it. It's going to be a lot more. But they need to be maintained because it's part of the Charlestown infrastructure. Now, we're just doing right now the legwork as to what we're going to do, because in Trinity Woods, is there a homeowner association over there existing now? There's not one there.
Now, see, John, that, you brought this up, right? Now, I was the first one to move in Trinity Woods in 1994, January. I went to settlement with the builder. First thing came out of my mouth, because I moved from a house in the Northeast when the people had $23 next door to me. I said, what about an HOA? You don't want no HOA. He said, you don't want no HOA because it's too restrictive. You're already under the town. You have to follow the county rules. So right now, Attorney Woods probably same thing with you. If you want to put a deck on, you have to come here and get a permit. You have to go up there and get a permit. Cover, cover, boo, boo. He said, so he told the county that he did set up an HOA, but he never did. So how is that our fault? In 27 years I've lived there, not one time the state ever came out there and inspected his ponds. Never. Not once. I asked. Okay, before I was a commissioner, I asked. How many times? I saw, when I worked for the town, I saw a work permit that was signed by the then town administrator about having that pond cleaned out. Now, why in the world would the town send their crew over there if it wasn't their pond? Okay, here's the thing, right? Who says that we own that pond? I said we don't own the pond. I said we pay town taxes.
Okay.
Well, no, I
you don't know
you.
That.
Well, hold on.
No, I do know that.
Hey,
okay.
Jeff.
No,
Jeff.
I do know that.
Jeff.
And how many houses do you have in Gold Springs?
Hey, Jeff.
I have 64 more.
Jeff.
Yeah, I'm not
Jeff.
Jeff.
I would like
so
somebody owns the deed to that property.
So right now, so it's in the town's interest to have all our stormwater infrastructure working properly, right?
Agreed.
So anyway, we're in the process of looking at the Trinity Woods.
Yeah, what?
Where are we on that? Just real quick.
So what the town has to do, because we have our own stormwater management ordinance, it was passed in 2010, mm-hmm. we have to inspect these basins every year. So we pay our town engineer, AECOM, to inspect every single basin. The next meeting we have, we're going to get a pretty thorough report on the status from the three basins in Trinity Woods and the one basin in Scott Gardens. So
So with that, it's going to come with recommendations as to what needs to be done. Okay. Now, I agree with you, and I've always said certainly, you know, it's when people buy into the community, say that it's not, and I understand what you're saying, it's not fair for members of a certain community to have to bear the brunt of what's responsible in certain other communities, right? And because you're already living up to what you bargained for when you went and bought into that community. So what the question is going to be for this board, once we get these recommendations in, mm-hmm. and once we start to gather these numbers and so forth, so what is going to cost to get these ponds back up to snuff, mm-hmm. because it's got to be done one way or another. Mm-hmm. And then once we have those numbers, then we're going to say, okay, these are numbers. Now, and then we're going to have discussions right here at this table about how we're going to handle that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, those could be some, you know, there's going to be a lot of different opinions.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
But we have to look at that, and then we have to figure out how it's going to be paid for. Okay.
Okay.
So, and I don't know that answer yet. So right now, in my book, there's been no harm, no foul as injuring.
I agree. I agree. So
but,
far.
But I understand exactly what you're saying. And
I mean,
so
I said as much in the last paragraph there that, you know, if you're going to do this, condemn the property, cancel the time. He really should. But if, you know, with due respect, I wrote a letter about Scott Garden because I was a little more familiar about what's going on there. I really don't know the situation in Trinity Woods. Mm-hmm. I understand that the developer purposely did not want to take responsibility, did not set up an HOA and things like that. Nonetheless, somebody owns that pond, and whoever owns it, I mean, I'm really surprised here that you all are talking about doing maintenance on a pond that you don't even know who owns it. You got to get on top of that. You just got to get on top of that.
Do you know what COVID money is?
What is?
Do you know what CARES money is? That's not CARES money. We got $1 million in CARES money.
What difference
from the
does
state.
That make?
I'm saying it's not coming out of your tax dollars.
Taxpayer money.
That was not taxpayer money. It's coming from the federal government.
Oh. Where do they get their money?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe from you.
So, but yeah, that needs to happen as well. And you know, we kicked around, you know, other ideas. I mean, maybe I'm not saying this, but maybe we start a stormwater management authority where there's a member of each mm-hmm. community and they go ahead and collectively decide, you know, what needs to be done. Because we've got stormwater, this whole town has a big stormwater management problem. Mm-hmm. You know,
Carl.
So, yes, for now.
Just to add to this, you know, even though that stormwater plan was put in place in 2010, it didn't apply to Trinity. It applied to Cool Springs and to Scott Garden and the rest of the town. What happened in the past wasn't part of that. But in the same token, we are doing the stormwater plans and seeing where the issues are. So there may be issues even in Cool Springs since that stuff was put in that we might have to deal with as well because of the future flooding. So it's not that we are also, we're not going to ignore the developments when we're doing this.
No, well, it's a full assessment of the whole town.
And as I pointed out, we're in the process of retaining an engineering firm to do our transition study. So if there's additional work or whatever, now's the time. And we can work with you on that. We need to have our own study. We've been advised that Cool Springs needs to have an independent engineering study of these properties. Okay, and so we're going to do that. Okay, so I mean, I understand that this is, you know, the history is the history, and we can't roll the clock back and do things differently. Like I said, I just became on the board just in January, and I don't know the past history of this particular issue. I guess the number one thing here is we have to be in a position to tell our members, you know, they ask us all the time, why are we paying fees? What are the fees being going for? And it's written, it's in black and white in our declaration. Right. Those fees are for management and largely for common area maintenance, okay? So that question is gonna keep coming, and it's gonna, and when this becomes well known across Cool Springs, I don't know what's gonna happen, but we already do have a number of people that say just disband the whole thing. So if that happens, it's gonna fall in your lap.
Come to meetings or zoom in on them and keep tabs on our progress that we're making on it. And you certainly may want to watch the next meeting.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll be back.
Yeah, that's all I can, you know, all I can say. And it's been, you know, unfortunately they've been neglected too long, but they can't.
I agree. Totally agree. So, and well, let's just, I'll just leave it at, think about fairness to the school experience.
Absolutely. Don't forget about us over there.
We also are going, as this process goes through, we're going to be having public meetings as well. So they will be advertised as we go through this process of the stormwater plans that we're doing.
We have lots of,
I think, what you're talking about, having a comprehensive stormwater plan, is wonderful.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, because you can't have this piecemeal stuff. I'm really glad to hear about that. So,
well, thank you very much. Yeah. All right, who's next for public comment?
So we'll go ahead with folks on Zoom. Richard Mahan, you have anything?
Yes, I have a couple of thoughts. On the footlog park sewer line stabilization, I think that the aesthetics should be run, the end look of that should be run by the Historic District Commission, because it is in the Historic District. That's part of the role of that, is to make the town a more presentable and beautiful place. And I think that before any plans of just planting just grass seed or anything, it needs to go in front of the commission. So I think that would be a good suggestion. On the sign for the parks, this is very petty, but exclamation points are just exceedingly overused right now. They've become a text issue, because when you're texting, people don't know the intonation of things, and I wouldn't put a exclamation point. Bigger than that, I think that I wouldn't put the line "Welcome to your park." Because it seems like the majority of, there are a lot of people, not necessarily the majority, but there are an awful lot of people that come from out of town. And it's not their park. It is not their park. I think the word just "welcome," and then the rest of the rules would be absolutely sufficient on that sign.
Good suggestion, Richard. Thank you.
Okay. And then I have one other thing, a stormwater management issue that was brought up last time by my mother-in-law. I'd like actually the town commissioners to, I'd like to arrange a time when the town commissioners could come out and actually look at the pipe that was installed in Andy Thompson's yard by the builder of his house with the authority of the town. And I think this, and Renee, maybe you know this, some of the history on this, the pipe is runoff from somewhere, and it was approved and put in by the town when Bob Gill was president of the commission. So I'd like to sort of get to the bottom of this issue and push it ahead, because it is causing damage on my mother-in-law's property, water damage to a historic property. And as I said in the last meeting, if we call ourselves Historic Charlestown, it would be a shame if one of the more historic houses in town were undermined by runoff. So maybe we can come up with a mutual time and we could look at that pipe and decide some sort of resolution on that property, because it's not merely just water running across Andy Thompson's property. It's coming out of a pipe that was installed by the town, which is causing the issue. So that's why last last meeting, I did bring up the idea that potentially a suit could be brought against the town, and I'd rather not do that, but I'd like to have some sort of resolution or thought about what could be done about that pipe. That's it.
We would like to get rid of that pipe, Richard.
Okay.
It needs to be diverted, in my book.
Mm-hmm. Richard, I will tell you, in the past, and that's one of my things about this whole stormwater thing, is in the past, it was not in consideration of second and third order effects. My neighborhood has one of those pipes too. So
yeah.
It was put under the road to go to nowhere. So it ends up flooding everything down here. So yeah. I understand what you're saying. I know you think we're not moving fast enough, but we are trying to get all these things put down on paper and where all the issues are, but I would be happy to come over and look at it.
Yeah, well, I'll talk to Brian and maybe we can figure out a schedule or something. I'm out of town for about a week, so I won't be around, but maybe I can talk to Brian and we can come up with some sort of a date where we could all just kind of take a look at it and talk about possible solutions.
Thank you, Richard.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. How about Sean Durgan?
Hey, what the heck? I guess I messed my background.
Are you in outer space?
I guess so. I had my phone unlocked in my pocket, and when I pulled it out, a whole bunch of stuff was open. anywho, now the only comment question I have is, Brian, remember when I talked to you about the sidewalks in Cool Springs and Trinity Woods?
Yeah.
How we had some uneven ones. You said there was this, you're waiting on a quote or not, or something to get those fixed. Did you ever get that?
So no, I didn't get a quote yet.
Okay.
The contractor that we use for repaving would be someone that I could ask to take a look. I think where I got hung up, Sean, was where the locations were. I know you had sent me some. And we have talked about them, but we don't have a price quote yet of, you know, what the solutions might be. There's settling happening in Cool Springs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it happens in a road. Sometimes it happens in a sidewalk. It's the town road right of way. It's our property essentially. And some concrete sections of sidewalk have sunk.
Either going to grind or.
Right. Grind or raise back up. Right. Those are the two.
Yeah.
Two options. I guess what I'd want to try to do is prioritize, you know, which ones might be the worst. So
how many of them are there? Locations did you have, Sean?
I don't know, 12, 13, 14.
Was it that many?
Probably one of the worst ones is on the bridge. That's where my oldest boy stubbed his toe.
Maybe we'll
he wasn't paying attention.
Maybe we'll start with the one at the bridge then. And I'll go back through your emails, try to compile a list. And
okay,
I mean, if you could resend the list, absolutely, that would help.
Yeah, yeah, no. See, my thought process is whenever I'm walking, I always picture myself walking with a wheel, you know, rolling a wheelchair or crutches. I'm like, am I going to be able to get through here? Is this person's car blocking the sidewalk? That's just my thought process.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, all right.
Anything else, Sean?
That's it. I used Park Mobile for the first time in Ocean City, and it was good. It was pretty easy. I was surprised. So,
I used
good,
it.
Good app.
In D.C.
Yep, good app. So,
all right.
That's all.
Sean?
Yeah?
I know I put out on Facebook, but is there, for your communications over there, can you put out that residents can come to town hall to get parking permits?
Okay.
I know I put it out there, and the only reason I put it out is because I was talking to somebody and they didn't know anything about it. So
right.
I know it on Facebook, but is there a way for you to get it out?
I can send something out. Yeah, I think mine dissolved a few years ago anyways.
I did put it on.
They don't last too long in the rearview mirror.
If they break, you can always get another one. I've had to do it.
Okay, next newsletter. I'll be up on the Facebook page. My next newsletter, we'll send something to.
Okay, I did put it, like I said, I did put it on there, but since you're here, I thought I'd ask.
Okay.
All right,
no Thelma. Problem.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
I just wanted to say, Brian, thank you for staying on the project of the erosion of the shoreline and the from both directions, the river coming in and the Baltimore Street runoff hitting it on the other side. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms.
You're welcome. Ms. Boudart? I'm asking you to unmute. Mary, did you have anything?
No, not tonight, but good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
All right, back to Ursula.
Is Ms. Rose here?
I didn't see her.
She was. She's gone.
Yep, she's gone.
Maybe that was the dial tone we heard.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ursula, let's see. Ursula, another 10 seconds.
Yeah, and I did one more thing.
Go ahead, Lou. We'll see if Ursula gets in.
I did have one complaint. Gentleman who lives down in Holloway Beach area, down in McMillan. I guess there was a new home built behind him or something. He is receiving quite a bit of runoff and would like to know if you could please come down and take a look at his land.
You know the property address, Donnie McMillan? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Just before we adjourn, the one thing that Mr. Mahan's comments on the, I just want to clarify this for the assigned. Do we want to change that top part to just welcome, or do we want to say welcome to our park?
I like welcome to our park. I think it's more
important. Okay. Now, does it sound a little pretentious, our park? I kind of like your park.
Well, it's usually out of town or so.
Yeah,
it's usually out.
Even if it's out of towners, it's a public park.
Yeah, but
when the MET put an easement on that property, it was for everyone.
Yeah, but
from wherever they may be from. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it could be our park.
We take care of it.
We do.
It's ours.
Does anybody, Renee, Curtis, do you like your hour or just welcome?
Hour.
Hour. All right. Let's just change it to hour.
All right.
And just
take off the exclamation point.
Take off the exclamation
point. Oh, and our parks. We can get, there's a brand new brewery that just opened, and they were asking if they could possibly set up on Labor Day to give away free samples of the homemade brews. We can get an exception for one day, but we'd have to hire the police. They stay right there, and you have to get a band. Put on your arm, just like they do at wine.
You're saying for
labor? Yeah, they have to get a band put on. You have to show your ID, and you only get the sheriff's office.
Of the beer? Of the beer garden?
Well, it would be the beer garden, but yes, the sheriff's office sits right there. And Daryl used to do it for the wine and the beer festival.
We can look into it.
I don't know.
Because when they had the beer and the crab thing, Daryl sat there and watched everybody get carded. And you had to get your bracelet. And it's the same way with
you. I may want to forgo that this time around. But what's everybody else think? Go ahead.
I like getting the new people that are just opening up these places.
Go ahead, Renee.
If they have a catering license, we wouldn't have to have the exception, I don't think.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, I still would kind of like to have
what's
them
the,
here.
What's the exception?
I agree with the police.
It's from our...
It's I know ordinance, well, we right? have to agree to it. That's the exception.
Okay.
We have to. He has to sign off.
But then, then policing it. I mean, is that how it works?
Okay. Yeah. Unless it's a caterer.
Right. He's has his outdoor license and everything. Yeah. But we have to agree to get the exception.
But I don't like the town beer.
We're not responsible.
The town of Northeast.
We could ask legit.
Ask legit. I mean, Northeast does it all the time.
Oh, Bestie.
Ask legit and ask Mr. Bestie. Just make everything sure everything's fine. Is everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to ask them again if they want to come. I mean,
so it's so this board could vote on and just with conditional approval, so long as it passes the town attorney and legit. Blast from the past.
Yeah.
September 3rd, Avalon Park.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's my.
All in favor of proceeding to allow for the service.
Motion by Lou. Second. Who's seconding?
Who seconded?
I will.
Renee, second. All right.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Curtis?
He did. He said aye.
No, he's not here.
All right.
Four to zero.
All right. So with that, do we want to get back to Ms. Boudard real quick?
Ursula.
Ms. Boudard, we're asking you to unmute. All right. You must be having technical difficulties. Here, so we're sorry.
I make a motion to
adjourn. Hang on, before we adjourn, everybody saw the thank yous.
Oh, yes.
Right, Charleston Elementary School, thank you for their donation. The golf cart company said thank you for purchasing a golf cart. And our salute to veterans said thank you for your donation. And then, you know, they have a sign there, Town of Charlestown, at their event.
Good stuff.
All right.
So we have a motion to adjourn. And then by Commissioner Woods, by Commissioner Field, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very good.
In favor, they can't actually leave.
Yeah. They were out there.
Good night, Jeff.
They're not there anymore. Oh, y'all can't leave because
Delmarva
has not come out there to.
They've not arrived. They said they were sending somebody out. DeMarva was sending somebody out.
No, they said it's going to be an extended response time.